The most recent cybersecurity hearing from the House Homeland Security Committee provided the genesis for this story. During the hearing on cybersecurity, California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat whose district includes IT-rich San Jose and most of Silicon Valley south of San Francisco, says she has concerns about any bill that would place more of the responsibility for cybersecurity on the Department of Homeland Security. And here she explains why.
There's been a discussion that the U.S. government authorities, DHS or OMB, I guess for that matter, ought to have more authority. And it seems to me without more capacity, we are not in a very good position to be asking for more authority. I'm not as troubled by the idea of having contractors on board, provided that they are adequately directed and supervised for this reason. You know, I see the kids walking over, you know, the line to graduate with their PhDs in computer science at Stanford, and I don't know that we're going to succeed in getting those young people to apply for a federal job, but we need them. We're going to have to pay them a lot of money, more than the GS scale provides, and even then we'll be lucky to get some of them. And so, provided that we're using contractors to attract really people that are in that competitive league, I would personally encourage that we do so and promptly.
In response, a representative from DHS told Representative Lofgren that they were trying to hire as many cybersecurity experts as they were permitted to hire by law. But Lofgren's comments openly questioned the ability of DHS to handle any extra work on cybersecurity mandated by new legislation, and also offered her perspective on whether outsourcing or the use of consultants might mitigate the cybersecurity worker shortage. For some perspective on that question, we turn to Stan Soloway, president of the Professional Services Council and a trade group representing companies providing goods and services to the federal government.
I think Congresswoman Lofgren has actually hit the nail on the head, not only with regard to private to cybersecurity, but to a broader challenge the government faces. And cybersecurity is a terrific example, a terrific illustration of it. There have been two or three articles in the Washington Post just in the last year about the government's struggle to hire cleared, qualified cybersecurity workers. The kinds of talent, as Congresswoman Lofgren pointed out, that you need cybersecurity expertise, that talent is in relatively short supply across the economy. And if there was ever an issue that affects everybody in the economy, it's cybersecurity. It is an issue for every company, every university, every hospital, governments, utilities, you name it. It is an issue across the board. So there is tremendous competition for that talent.
One of the leading groups in the area of training and certifying cybersecurity experts in both the private and public sectors is ISC Squared. They've worked for years to not only make sure cybersecurity workers can do the work, they've also worked to get more students to pursue studies in the field. While not commenting directly on Congresswoman Lofgren's statements in the Homeland Security hearing about being able to hire enough cybersecurity workers, ISC Squared's executive director, Hord Tipton, offered this perspective on the scope of the problem she outlines.
We recently completed a survey that indicated that we had a need for well over 2 million IT security professionals in the world, actually. And in our case, we've produced 70,000 of them, so we're making a small dent in that. The government has also been quite busy at work defining what some of the more technical skills are needed, and they've applied some granularity to that, which is really good. You have to know what you need and what your gaps are before you can actually fill those.
Tipton went on to say that a number of the pending cybersecurity bills making the rounds on Capitol Hill contain some incentives to increase the number of available cybersecurity staffers within the federal government. But at the end of the day, it's a staffing gap that only time will help remedy.
You know, it's a matter of balancing an individual's time, not only just to get those skills, but to address that second part of the problem. And that is to stay skilled once you have it. You've probably seen phrases such as, when you're a freshman, what you learn as a freshman in college in our world often is obsolete by the time you hit your junior year. It's even worse when you get into the workforce and have to keep up with the all the emerging technologies that that are now are driving everything. So it's a matter of not only coming out, getting smart, and getting experience, but staying smart.
That's Hord Tipton with ISC Squared. Earlier, we heard from Stan Soloway with the Professional Services Council and Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.